The Democracy Ranking Project, which measures quality of democracy, has just announced its list for 2009. Now, the idea of the project is to look both at the state of democracy in countries around the world and at whether democracies are improving. Nepal, for example, is number 82 on the democracy list, but it's at the top of the democracy improvement ranking. Now, other top improvers include Lebanon and Ukraine. The country which has dropped the most is the Philippines. Austria, by the way, is still in the top 10 on the main ranking, but has slipped from 7th to 9th. Joanna Bostock asked the director of the project, David Campbell, how they measured quality of democracy.
As non-political dimensions, we take five dimensions. These are gender equality in socioeconomic and educational terms, the economy or the economic system, knowledge in the sense of the knowledge society, education, technology and research, health, for example, life expectancy, and the environment, environmental sustainability.
So you're talking about democracy in a very wide sense. It's not just about whether you can go and vote for the government. Yes. It's about much more than that.
Yes, yes. Because we believe that, on the one hand, the political system has a responsibility for performance in those non-political dimensions, on the one hand, and on the other hand, of course, the performance of those non-political dimensions feeds back on the ability of every citizen actually to act politically, to be informed about the political process, to formulate an opinion, and also to engage democratically outside the context of elections. Let's say to participate in public debates, to formulate opinions.
Austria, this time round, has actually slipped in the rankings. Why is that?
The relative position of Austria has slipped from 7 to 9. The main problem was in the case of Austria that it lost scores in the political dimension for all the six indicators that we have used. So this is a general picture. And Austria's position also has dropped in the environmental score, again for all of the indicators that we have used. There are other so-called non-political dimensions. Austria gained some scores, but this was not sufficient. In addition, what is quite striking about the Austrian picture is its low ranking, referring to gender equality in socioeconomic and educational terms, and also the knowledge scores, for example, education, should be higher in the case of Austria. So Austria, I would say, is particularly challenged, and of course is also challenged by those four top-scoring Nordic countries, which are Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland, which of course define an interesting benchmark for Austria.
Ranking democracies around the world, that's director of the project, David Campbell.